Hansel and Gretel-style trail to find a severely down-at-heel brother. The lights were all out in the flat that night. Molly could just make out the recognisable stripy carrier bag of the corner shop on the kitchen table, holding two out of what had been six cans of Carling. Sam's door was shut fast against the world, and Folsom Prison Blues seemed to be the soundtrack to his evening's mopathon. Molly knew these signs well, but didn't exactly relish them. Of course, it's pretty miserable to see your brother feeling low, but after four nights straight, the blues start to seep into your own head. Molly didn't have much time for negative feelings. They got in the way of her plans for world domination. Plus, she always got a spotty T-zone when she was stressed, and today had been stressful enough. Molly had been pounding the pavement since 8 a.m., meeting with potential retailers for her fledgling company's products, but getting absolutely nowhere, other than around the Circle Line three times and getting lost just behind Oxford Street. After three knocks and an unintelligible masculine grunt from the other side of the balsa wood, Molly opened the door. The smell was the first thing that assaulted her, as her eyes adjusted to the gloom. The fug of stale beer, warm bodies, and something greasy like battered sausage hung in the air. Sam had obviously been so all-consumed by grief that he'd forgotten how to change his sheets or open a window. Ugh. Samuel, honestly. Molly tutted and hooked a toe under an abandoned pair of grey joggers that were preventing her from opening the door fully. Dude, you're single, not dying.
Same difference.
Sam mumbled, his face buried in a wrinkled pillow as he lay flat out on his bed.
I'm single, therefore no one cares if I die.
So glad that philosophy module came in useful after all. Molly muttered to herself as she plonked down on the edge of Sam's less than fresh mattress. She ruffled his curly black hair. Sam had the kind of hair every girl would dream of. Thick, but not coarse or dry. Curly, but in soft, loose spirals rather than mean, tight coils. Of course, to Sam, it was a nightmare, and he had cropped it short at the first sign of anything wavy appearing in the mirror. Molly had their mum's hair, which was rather less interesting, hanging in poker-straight brown sheets down to the nape of her neck. Pretty plain, she knew, but handily manageable. And when you're managing your own business at 27 years old, you really didn't have time for hair care dramas. I care if you die. Molly nudged her brother playfully in the ribs. I care loads. I can't afford the mortgage on my own, and your body would smell pretty bad as it went into decomp and gave off methane gases.
You watch too much CSI,
Sam groaned through his pillowcase. He wearily raised himself onto one elbow.
Did I drink all the beers yet?
Nope.
Will you get me another one, sister of mine? I might want to live if only I had another beer.
Good grief, okay, okay. Then you can tell me what you did to annoy Abby.
Sam rolled his eyes. What's to say she didn't annoy me? I might have chucked her, you don't know. Sheesh.
Sam's head flopped back onto the pillow. Did you chuck her? Molly probed.
Well, no.
Not wanting to kick a brother when he's down, Molly left the conversation there and waded her way through discarded boxer shorts, loose CDs and too many Watsits packets to count. She was worried about any unforeseen residue getting stuck on her best shoes, but put that to the back of her mind as she switched into crisis aversion mode. Sam was obviously having a full-on pity party. Right now, he needed a pooper. As any little brother will tell you, big sisters are always ruining their fun. And then what did she say? Molly rested her feet on the coffee table, flicking onto an episode of Mad Men with the battered remote. Sam was wrapped in a blanket like a shroud on the sofa next to her, just his grey, glum face poking out.
Abby said we were better off as friends. She didn't want to ruin our friendship.
Well, excuse me, but I don't make Gordon's chicken pie for...